The Remarkable One, The Remarkable One, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Mother Nature Channel, welcome back to another episode of The Remarkable One. Now, undoubtedly, there are many virtues in sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that adorn your gathering by sending salawat, by reciting the Durood Sharif upon me, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed your recitation of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this shall be nur for you on the Day of Judgment. And if you will make it a regular habit of yours to recite the Durood Sharif, let's recite the Durood Sharif together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, alhamdulillahi azza wa jalla, on this program, this episode of The Remarkable One, undoubtedly we are referring to just one. Whenever we say one, The Remarkable One, we think of one, the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala forgive us for their sake, my dear viewers. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed many specialities, attributes which were found within the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but were unprecedented. They had never been found in anybody before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and undoubtedly nobody after Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam can ever match the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the specialities special to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exclusive to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and some were his blessed miracles that he possessed. Yes, my dear viewers, the miracles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed. We must understand that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the miracles of all the previous prophets, but there were some which were exclusive to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in terms of the greatness, nothing can compare to the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And inshallah azza, today we shall be mentioning some of the miracles. But before this, my dear viewers, we must understand what a miracle is. What is a miracle? Now, in the terms of Arabic, we come across a word known as karama, and we also come across a word known as mu'jiza. In English, we'll call them both, we'll say they're miracles. Generally, we'll say they're miracles. But there's actually a difference between the two. A mu'jiza comes from the word a'jaza, yu'jizu, a'jaz. I don't know why I'm getting into this, subhanAllah. But it comes to show that somebody is incapable of something. Meaning it comes to show superiority and to expose inferiority in a way, meaning the Quran inimitability. The Quran is inimitable, meaning nothing can be brought like it. It has shown that everybody else is incapable. Why? Because we are all incapable of producing anything like it. Similarly, this is what a mu'jiza is, and a mu'jiza is specific to the prophets. When the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the companions, they perform a miracle, we call them karama. So today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about miracles, my dear viewers. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed all those miracles of the previous prophets and many more. But it's said that a miracle comes to prove something. So the Prophet ﷺ brought miracle to prove his prophethood. And we've heard that people like Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that I just looked at the blessed face when the Prophet ﷺ had come to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. I just glanced at the blessed face of the Prophet ﷺ and I exclaimed that undoubtedly this is not the face of a liar. You know, some people are just able to envision and see his face and they to understand that this person, he can never tell a lie. Undoubtedly, his prophethood is correct without requiring any miracles. But some people, they demand miracles. You claim to be a prophet. Prophets come with miracles. Prove yourself. Prove that you are a prophet. And this is one of the reasons of why these miracles are performed. To show that this person is not ordinary individual. No, this person is a special person. And the scholars this day, Qadi Ayyad rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions, this is actually taken from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala, a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are his words. It's mentioned in Shifa Sharif that لو لم تكن فيه آيات مبينة لكان منظره ينبيك بالخبر. MashaAllah, beautiful. That even لو لم تكن فيه آيات, even if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not come with any miracles, even if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come, but he did not show us any miracles, any مبينة, any clear miracles, if he did not show us any, لَكَانَ مَنْظَرُهُ, then even just looking at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this would show you that he is the true messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has brought the correct message. This is the reality, my dear viewers. But yes, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam was given many miracles. And from amongst these miracles, the greatest is the glorious Quran, something we can see today. The glorious Quran is a miracle which is long lasting. A miracle which has lasted to this day. We are able to open it and still understand and experience the miracles of the glorious Quran. Another miracle is the amongst the greatest, and personally for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest miracle is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mi'raj. Inshallah, that we shall speak about in another episode. Another great miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was able to split the moon into two. Now when it comes to the moon, the companions say that if you were to look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's more beautiful than the moon. You know, the people are always speaking about the moon, because when it comes to beauty, you look at the moon and you understand that that moon is so beautiful. Everybody, even to this day, take a look at the moon, you are taken aback by the beauty of the moon. The moon was used to compare, you know, beauty, but nobody could match the moon. When it came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say undoubtedly Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more beautiful than the moon. And that same moon, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was a child in his cradle, Hazrat Abbas, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, "I would watch you and I would see that you would be moving your fingers. That whenever you would turn your finger, the moon would follow to wherever your finger would be pointed in the best manner." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had did this. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Yes, when I was sad, the moon used to make me happy, and the moon, I used to play with the moon. It was the toy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Imagine this. You think about toys, you know, the moon was the toy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once, and in fact, it's mentioned that this was on more than one occasion. And Anas radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Anas radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, سأل أهل مكة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they asked the Blessed Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, أن يريهم آية, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم show them a sign, show them a miracle. فأراهم انشقاق القمر مرتين حتى رأوا حراء بينهما. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he showed them. What did he show them? He pointed towards the moon and he split the moon into two. He split the moon into two. And this did not only happen on one occasion, but marratain, this happened twice. until they had seen that the Mount of Hira was in front of them and the moon had come on both sides. The Prophet ﷺ had brought the moon. You know, well, Mount Hira is huge, my dear viewers. Even nowadays we can climb it. So when they were to be at the bottom and they were to see Mount Hira, the moon will be on either side. And yes, some people doubted, and it's mentioned within the Quran, there will be those people who doubt it. And then it was questioned, is it really true or was this just magic? Has he cast some sort of spell on our eyes? And then some people advised, they said that, okay then, so maybe if that's possible, but it wouldn't be possible for those people who are traveling. Those people who are coming from out of city. Let's see what those people say. And when those people would come, they would say, yes, we saw. We had seen that the moon had split into two. It was phenomenal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed this miracle. The miracle of splitting the moon into. Now, it's easy to say splitting the moon into when the moon is that little, thing in the sky. Little, yes, that's what we think of it. You know, it's not bigger than this. That's just how small it is. When we look at it, my dear viewers. But if you were to think about how big, I don't know the exact number of how big the moon really is, but it's bigger than countries. So, saying splitting the moon in two is easy to say, but imagine you to really think about it, ponder over it, the moon. You know, nowadays we have huge things landing on the moon, and that's nothing, the entire moon not been discovered. It's huge, it's like a planet. This is how big it is, my dear viewers, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just easily, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had split this into two. Undoubtedly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was special, my dear viewers. He is the greatest of mankind. He should be the peace of our heart and mind. He is the most generous and kind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the ability to recite more durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now similarly, you know, there are two things. One is the moon, but another is the sun. The sun is much bigger. You know, I said over a million times bigger than the earth. If I remember correctly, 1.3 million times bigger than the earth. This is how huge it is. Where light takes 8 or so seconds to reach us. Light, and what's the speed of light? Allahu alam. Look how fast light travels, my dear viewers. That's how far away it is. And imagine how huge it is. Imagine how huge the sun is. And all power, everything is converted, comes initially from the sun, if you to read up on science. But even that same sun, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had power over the sun. Yes, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, our belief is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given it to him. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had split the moon into two, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that granted him the ability, that gave him the power to split the moon into two. And this is for everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to all of us. Just that I am able to speak is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed me to speak, has given me the strength to speak. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given such authority to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is he be able to do with this son? Let's, inshallah, read this hadith. It said that Hazrat Imam Tahawi radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu states from Hazrat Asma bint Umays min tariqayn, by two chains, you can say, two different ways, that anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yuha ilayhi wa ra'suhu fi hijri aliyin, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being given the revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in such a state that his blessed head was in the lap of the great Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu kareem. Falam yusalli al-asra, it was the time of asr, so the sun is at its highest peak and it's coming down, my dear viewers. It's the time of Asr, the sun's coming down. فَلَمْ يُسَلِّ الْعَصْرَ And he had not prayed his Asr Salah. حَتَّى غَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسِ So much so that the sun had now غَرَبَتْ It had now set. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ And then the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he later says, أَصَلَّيْتَ يَا عَلِي Oh Ali, have you prayed? This is Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lap. Qala la, he says, no ya Rasulullah, I have not prayed my Asr Salah. Faqala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma innahu kana fi ta'atika wa ta'ati rasulika fardud عليه الشمس يا الله this person حضرت علي رضي الله تعالى عنه that indeed he was in your subservience يا الله he was in your service in the service of your messenger meaning رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله for him return the sum قالت and then She states, who states that Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha? She says, فَرَأَيْتُهَا غَرَبَتْ ثُمَّ رَأَيْتُهَا طَلَعَتْ So I had seen that the sun had set. And then I saw again that the sun is rising. It's coming back from the same place. It is rising. بَعْدَمَا غَرَبَتْ وَوَقَفَتْ عَلَى الْجِبَالِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَذَلِكَ بِالصُّحْبَاتِ خَيْبَرِ And then she says, that it had after having set again the sun rises you know upon the earth above the earth so now it is no longer sunset and this took place next to Khaybar in a place known as Sahaba my dear viewers we must understand what has happened the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has turned back the sun in a way you could say turn back time why what does time depend on Time, depending on the sun, you know, we go by the sun. When the sun is such and such, we even change our time. We even move our clocks back and forth. Why? Daylight saving, we call it. For those, you know, in the United Kingdom, we change our, and even other places, we change our clocks by 1 hour. We'll bring it forward or we'll take it back during the summers or the winters in order to save time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam you know then they didn't have their watches or whatever it may have been but nevertheless my dear viewers they also went by the time but what was their time? Their time was the sun we have to change our clocks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could just point towards the sun and move it back and it's not only on this one occasion no Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said that such and such people shall be coming They shall become at such and such a day. The time came and those people hadn't arrived as of yet. And the Prophet ﷺ did dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, keep the sun there. The sun remained where it was. Time was delayed. Time stopped in a way you can say. For Rasulullah ﷺ, we change, subhanAllah, just think about this. We change our watches to adjust the timing if, you know, our body may have died, something may have happened. So we change our watches, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, he was given such authority, such power by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he can change the real clock, he can change the sun, he can, as he sees fit, subhanAllah, as he wishes, the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the sun, my dear viewers. Now subhanAllah, there are many more miracles. Of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The viewers of Mandarin channel, mashallah, there are many miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Due to a lack of time, we are only able to cover a few. So, one of my, another one, or we could say my personal favorite, something that I really, really enjoy listening to or even reading about, is one of the tree, my dear viewers. And there's also of a lizard, inshallah, if I get the chance, I shall speak about it. That this is mentioned عن بريدة سأل أعرابي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم آية Arabi, a Bedouin, he asked Rasulullah to bring some sort of evidence, to bring some sort of miracle, some sort of proof, some sort of sign that he is a messenger, he is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالَ لَهُ So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have done something himself. No, this is another way, another method. Such a beautiful one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, you want me to show you something? I'll show you something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go to that tree over there. قُلْ لِتِلْكَ الشَّجَرَ Go to that tree and say to that tree, Rasulullah يَدْعُوكَ Allahu Akbar. You're asking me to show you a miracle. You just go to that tree and say to that tree that the messenger of Allah is calling you. The messenger of Allah is calling you. You go say to that tree. Now, many of you are going to go and talk to this tree. It sounds strange. Rasulullah told him, this is what he says to him. فَقَالَ And then he said, فَمَالَتِ الشَّجَرَةُ عَنْ يَمِينِهَا وَشِمَالِهَا And then he says that he went and he said to the tree that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling you. فَمَالَتِ الشَّجَرَةُ And then the tree turned. Now you'd think if a man was sitting, you'd expect, you know, the man to turn and then to get up. So he would turn from one side to the other side and then, you know, get up if it was a very, very heavy man. Now this is a tree. What does the tree do? فَمَالَتِ الشَّجَرَةُ عَنْ يَمِينِهَا وَشِمَالِهَا The tree turns towards his right and then it turns towards his left. Or right and then left. And then وَشِمَالِهَا وَبَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا It turns forwards. It moves forwards. وَخَلْفَهَا It moves backwards too. فَتَقَطَّعَتْ عُرُوقُهَا Up until it has uprooted its roots. ثُمَّ جَاءَتْ تَخُدُّ الْأَرْضَ تَجُرُّ عُرُوقَهَا مُغْبَرَّةً And then it begins to come, you could say walk, but would you say a tree is walking? You know, it would come forward dragging along with it on the earth, dragging along with it all its roots. It would come to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى وقفت بين يدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم until it stood بين يدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in front of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت and then what does it say? السلام عليك يا رسول الله and then this tree calls out and this tree says السلام عليك يا رسول الله قال الأعرابي مرها فلترجع إلى منبتها فرجعت فدلت عروقها فاستوت فقال الأعرابي so then then this Arabi says okay يا رسول الله send this tree back and this tree goes back and its roots again are embedded within the earth once again and it becomes normal like a tree again and then the Arabi says إذن لي أسجد لك This Bedouin who said to Rasulullah SAW, give me some sort of evidence, some sort of proof. Now he's saying, let me prostrate to you, O Messenger of Allah SAW. And then Rasulullah SAW says that, لو أمرت أحدا أن يسجد لأحد If I was to order anybody to prostrate before somebody else, لأمرت المرأة أن تسجد لزوجها That I would order a woman to prostrate to her husband. قَالَ فَأَذْنَ لِي Then he says, okay, just give me permission. أَنْ أُقَبِّلَ يَدَيْكَ وَرِجْلَيْكَ فَأَذْنَ لَهُ He says, then Ya Rasulullah, at least just give me permission to kiss your hands and feet. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him his permission. How blessed was he? How fortunate was he? One thing, he's got to see the miracle, but even before that, he got to see Rasulullah SAW just due to that, the greatest of mankind. He's met the greatest of mankind. He's fortunate. And then he was able to kiss the blessed hands and the blessed feet of Rasulullah SAW. Undoubtedly, he was very, very fortunate. But if he was on Madani channel, Rasulullah SAW had many khasais, and amongst these were his miracles, which were specific to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Azzurul, we have mentioned some of these, and inshallah, Azzurul, if you join us for our next episode, you shall be able to hear many more. Sallu alil habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The remarkable one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.